Hello, my name is Neil Cicerega. I am the human face behind the dark and mysterious entity known as Lemon Demon, as was my father before me and his father before him. Welcome to View Monster, an album lovingly constructed between the years 2006 and 2008 AD. Today, we begin with an instrumental track called Kaleidoskull. There's little to be said of it due to its simple and instrumental nature, but it's a melody which had been encircling my fingers each time I sat before a keyboard. When I finally managed to capture it and synthesize it, the tune struck me as a natural choice for the album's opening track, and so here we are. I hope you put on some makeup for this commentary, because I can see you. The harpsichord you hear in this song is not an actual harpsichord, but a computerized representation. I could not decide upon a real harpsichord from my own impressive harpsichord collection, so I chose a false harpsichord. I stand by my decision. When I hear this song, I think of blueberries. And I hope that blueberries think of me. Let's talk about this album's structure. Although, this track included, there are 16 full-length songs, you will find that there are 32 CD tracks in total. The even-numbered tracks are what I like to call palate cleansers. On most albums, songs are broken up by 1 or 2 second intervals of silence. If not for these gaps, each subsequent song would be forced to live up to the expectations as defined by the previous song. But these gaps serve to clear away such expectations, so the listener has a moment to prepare themselves to appreciate the next song on its own merits. However, my sound-thirsty nature demands that I allow few, if any, moments of pure silence for my listeners. Instead, I recreate the gap effect with my palate cleansers, short interludes of simple, instrumental, ambient filler material. Now, I know what you're thinking. Filler? Oh, Neil, whatever became of Killer? This is not what we wanted. That's what you're thinking. Well, I'd like to point out your fallacious assumption that filler cannot also be killer. To the contrary, I've found that the two are not mutually exclusive. So let us meditate on that idea. Here's the first of the even tracks, each of which is untitled but bears a title nonetheless. This particular track, had it a name, would be named View Monster after its father, this album. Interestingly, and perhaps a sign of creative stagnation, I also have an AOL Instant Messenger account named View Monster, but I only sign on when overcome by an extreme need for attention. I'm sure by now you can feel the powerful cleansing effects this track has on your sonic palate. Fading is the desire for track one to continue its strange instrumental journey. And now, you are almost ready for the new perspective that track three will offer. Though I must warn you, this new perspective may be twistier than you anticipate. Twistier indeed. This track has been christened Amnesia Was Her Name. It bears no relation to the B.B. King song of the same title. The inspiration for the song came about as I pondered the feminine qualities of the word amnesia. I decided that it would make a pretty girl's name, were it not for its connotations of mind-crippling memory loss. From there, it was only natural for me to imagine how sticky a wicket it would be to develop feelings for such a woman, assuming that she is in some way a personification of actual amnesia. Oh, Neil, what won't you personify?